Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig Hazel, comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, yes, we are back after the international break with all your FPL fantasy football needs, going through the last week, the points, whether it was good, whether it was bad, and looking forward to the next week with lots of tips and advice and some nonsense in between with our regular quiz at the end. For those of you who have just started listening to us, we will try and make it as professional as possible. For those of you who are used to listening to us, you know we're lying, but in a word, week, how was it? Tom, Ash?
Week was probably the right word.
Spelt
with an A, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, not great. Potential for it to be the worst FPL week ever is the word on the street.
Yeah, what street is that?
Just the street I live on. Me and my mate. It weren't great, was it? I think everyone struggled.
I think without Lukaku and... Antonio,
yeah.
I think numbers would have been real bad. So yeah. I think the average was 41?
43. 43 ended up at. Yeah,
that's not too bad.
43 ended up at. So I got 41 for me personally. But obviously, no one cares what I got, including me. So 41 points average. It's a low average. There's been a couple of them, hasn't there?
I think it's been a low average. Everyone's moaning about how bad it was. But I think it was, yeah, like you say, the sort of last sort of Lukaku bit. Ramped it up a little bit. Before then, everyone was fucking furious.
Well, to talk about, we obviously go through the results. We'll start in reverse order then, results-wise, because Everton 3-0 kind of was the biggest scorer. It was the biggest FPL-relevant game of the week, wasn't it?
It was the biggest news in my life, certainly. I am a man with Lukaku. So, you know, it went from terrible to actually rather good for me.
Did you just get him in, or have you always had him?
I brought him in, I think, because I wildcarded during the international break.
Who didn't? Yeah.
Who didn't? Every fucker, apparently. And he was one of the people that I popped in, yeah. Little nice. Fella up front. And he, ummed and ahed and went with my gut, and it came true.
Came true. I closed my eyes, I blew out the candles, and it came true.
And he appeared in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was happy with that.
Yeah, I didn't have him.
But, you didn't,
No, I did not. But a lot of people, because there was, it was the big question of who's replacing Aguero, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, or the bigger question was, do you replace Aguero at all?
Yeah, exactly.
That was the question.
And I think most people did replace him, just because it's a lot of money to go into waste for two games, isn't it? And people brought in Lukaku. What were the options though? Because obviously you're bringing in Lukaku, but other than that. Then there was Harry Kane, I guess, was an option.
Yeah, which came true. There was that whole thing, wasn't there, about Kane with he never scores in August or something.
Yeah, never scored a Premier League goal in August.
And then, comes to September, he finally gets one in.
Yeah.
So he might be a viable option, potentially, going forward, I don't know.
I mean, he got his goal, but I ended up strengthening the midfield and took in Benteke, who also got a goal. And that's... Kind of subject-wise, that's one of the big talking points, isn't it? Other strikers can score points.
Like we almost forgot. Ash brought in Benteke, didn't you? Ash?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Tekkers, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think Ash has always been a bit...
regretting it.
You were regretting it? Yeah, well, didn't you say that you wildcarded and... not wildcarded, you did your transfers when you were drunk or like Friday night or something.
Yeah, I got in so late I realised I wasn't going to wake up in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do them the next morning, so I did them that night at like 6 in the morning, and then I was like, oh, that was probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
But I got in Benteke, so actually it was genius.
Because did you get rid of Aguero?
Yeah, did you?
You did, yeah. So that was the thing. A lot of people did, a lot of people didn't. A lot of people did what Craig did and strengthened the midfield. Did you wildcarded as well then, Craig?
Yeah, I wildcarded the day that the last game week ended.
Pretty much, I did about the same, because I thought then you got 2 weeks to tinker with it while the international break, more like international mistake, was was on, yeah, because it was so shit. But a lot of people did do that, and I strengthened me up front. I've got now Ibrahimovic, who I did have anyway, and Ibrahimovic, Costa, and Lukaku.
Nice, that's good.
Yeah,
I definitely should have done that wildcard right at the start of the week. That was what I was planning to do.
Oh, you did wildcard?
No, I didn't.
I thought you did the wildcard in drunk on Friday night. I was like, that's a fucking waste of a wildcard.
Yeah, not again. Yeah. And then, but that's definitely the way to go, especially if you've done what you've done and really strengthened your front line.
You say that. What I mean, we'll do the scores and we can go sort of into what I did wrong, if you want. But
that's a different podcast, isn't it?
That is, yeah, what Tom did wrong. Yeah, it's mainly drink. I basically went for all the players who, at the time, were in form and were, for want of a better phrase, talk of the town. So I went for a team made up of players who were talk of the town, and they stopped being the bloody talk of the town. Now no one's talking about them.
Yeah, no one's talking about that town.
My problem.
But there's a lot of options. A lot of people, Aguero going meant it was a bit of a free-for-all this week, yeah. And the usual everyone scoring the same was out the window, and people brought in Ibrahimovic, they didn't have him. People brought in Benteke, Costa, Kane, Lukaku. And I guess a question for Ash is, when Aguero comes back, is it still essential to have him? Other strikers have proved they can score points where you can still strengthen your midfield.
It's going to be so difficult to tell, because if you've got rid of him, if you've wildcarded to get rid of him, how do you get him back in? The only way is you drop Ibrahimovic and...
and free up a little bit of money in midfield. I've already thought that, yeah, I kind of... unless, don't have an escape plan for when he comes back.
Exactly, unless you've saved your money, which you could do, because you could get rid of him, bring Benteke in, say, then you've still got the cash to bring him back.
Yeah.
But if you've strengthened your midfield with the money,
yeah,
I don't know how you do it, because you're going to have to dismantle your whole team.
I am. That's a problem for future Craig, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he's right.
Exactly, yeah.
Future Craig will be fine with that. Current Craig, terrible with that sort
future
of thing.
Future Craig, oh, I reckon Craig in great. Like week 8, we're going to be here with future Craig, and he's going to be well fucked off with past Craig.
Oh, yeah, massively. And when future Craig becomes past Craig, then new future Craig is probably just a dude with his pants around his ankle and a rope around his neck. So he'll be fine.
Future Craig, that is the first release of your new album, isn't it? Future Craig. It's sort of like a bit of an electronic sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Future Craig.
Yeah.
He's got a robotic face.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Which sounds remarkably like my other song.
They are all very similar. That's been one of the criticisms about your work, isn't it?
They do sound similar. Quite similar, yeah.
But talking of Aguero, right? So Ibrahimovic scored. Benteke scored.
Yeah.
Costa scored.
Yeah.
Kane scored. Lukaku scored.
Yeah.
I mean, it is possible that life doesn't end with Aguero.
Vardy scored. Really? Even
Vardy scored. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, as bad as Leicester were.
I think the thing is that Kane and Vardy are super good. So these kind of players both scored tap-ins.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Whereas...
nothing exciting, but...
Aguero is going to be scoring them all the time.
Yeah.
It depends if he... but he might not stay fit, so you could get him in. He could come in. You rearrange your whole team, take a points deduction, and then he gets fucking injured the first week.
Yeah, well, there's someone in the mush again who gets banned. Yeah, I don't know. I've not really got any way back, so I'm going to just strengthen throughout and
hope
it's not essential.
It's all downhill from here, mate.
It is, I fear.
I might drop Ibrahimovic for him.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
If he hadn't have scored this week, I would have potentially looked at taking him out for Kane or something, because Kane's got some good fixtures coming up, but we're going to get to that, aren't we?
He should have had two. Well, the reason that future fixtures is the main reason people brought Lukaku in.
Yeah.
And that's paid off looking ahead that way. We will go through the other scores. I know, obviously, everyone listening knows those scores because it was a long time ago, but it's good to look at them from an FPL point of view, see what other people got. Manchester Derby finished 2-1 to Man City. A lot of people kind of thought that they might edge it, but the scorers that you thought, your Nolito Sterling, didn't score anything.
No, Sterling didn't. Played like 50-odd minutes.
Yeah.
Got fuck all for him.
And De Bruyne, yeah. So it's very difficult. Like we've always said, it's very difficult to get that midfield right week on. Who's going to score the points?
Although we were saying, or I was saying at least, that when they had Aguero, it put KDB further back.
Yeah.
It seemed to be once Aguero went, suddenly he came more into the fore. Even though it's playing the same position. It seemed to suddenly be they needed somebody else to do the goal scoring, so KDB sort of stood came into the role.
And some people went for the clever tactic of replacing Aguero just with Iheanacho, being like, well, he's going to come in the team, he's going to replace him, and he gets a goal.
Someone did do that. Yeah,
yeah, not too
shabby. If I had been wildcarding and I was going to do a straight swap, I think it would have been that. But because I had the money to be able to, you know, spend. But I know a couple of people tweeted us saying that they had Iheanacho in. And it paid off, obviously.
It did pay off, yeah. And Arsenal beat Southampton 2-1 with the most controversial of ridiculous circumstances. Petr Cech on goal, not great for those of you who got him in goal.
Yeah, I was furious with that.
What did you think of the penalty decision?
Yeah, solid penalty. Yeah, definitely a penalty. Definitely a penalty. So
I enjoyed Ian Wright trying to say it was a penalty on Match of the Day.
Yeah,
he must have been like he was fully joking. That was the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Definite penalty. Filth.
Do you think? I assumed watching it.
It was Font, wasn't it? It was old Gonk.
Yeah,
Font the Gonk. It was Gonko. Yeah, it was like the one thing that annoyed me though, not the penalty decision, that it seemed screaming at the ref. Going absolutely mental. Ref didn't even pull a card out. Even my missus picked up on that when I was watching Match of the Day. She went, God, he's going mental at the referee. That's not how she talks. But, yeah. And I said, yeah, he should be. I would have sent him off for that.
What? That's never annoyed you. That's never annoyed you ever. And now it just so happens against Arsenal in the 95th minute.
It's Font and his Gonk face.
So you think that the one thing out of all of that was wrong is
exactly.
Font didn't get sent off?
Mate, fucking 95th minute winner. I'm happy with that.
That is so... That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
I nearly bought Cazorla in as well. Nearly bought him in, penalty taker.
Well, not to dwell on our own teams too much, but I got rid of Cazorla and Lallana in my wild card.
Oh.
So that was an upsetting
smooth moves.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting worse of this year on year. It's fucking ridiculous, quite frankly.
Well, we're getting to that in a minute.
Yeah, all right. All right, mate, cheers. Anyway, elsewhere, Bournemouth beat West Brom. Callum Wilson's back on the scene. Scores of an incredible back heel.
That was well good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very good. Tom's been raving about it. He's been talking about that town for a long time.
Oh, mate, I've been talking about Callum, but gone. Straight out of my team, wasn't he?
What, when you wildcarded?
The one week he scored.
Burnley drew 1-1 with Hull.
I was talking before about how good Stephen Defoe is.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, he is legit.
Yeah, he is legit. And Snodgrass has carried on scoring.
Yeah, yeah.
He's making him and Kapuwe at Watford, who obviously beat West Ham 4-2. Sorry to go on that, Ash. They're making themselves quite undroppable.
And they I've got Diamande as well. I think he's good. He only scored 2 points, but he only narrowly missed scoring.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, Kapuwe at Watford, a lot of people tweeted us, and I'm the same. I had him on my bench just because I thought fixtures this week. I don't think I'll play him. And scores 10 points from the bench, which is pretty frustrating. And the other
He scored 13, didn't he?
Did he get 13 in the end?
13, because I stuck him in my team, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Good stuff. That's great for me. and Mikel Antonio, again, 2 goals.
Mm.
Payet's back. That means goals for Antonio.
Do you know what? Someone tweeted us and said, West Ham, who should I go for? And I just replied, Antonio. Simple as that, because I thought, I think you two are busy. So I went, I'll try and give some advice. Said Antonio. I look like a fucking genius. So whoever that was, tweet us in and let us know.
They're probably at home thinking, oh, I'm well glad Ash replied to that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No one ever knows which one of us it is tweeting, so it's quite
good. I don't know, Stimmers. Stimmers has a good guess.
Yeah, Stimdog knows, that's true.
He seems to know.
But I put Antonio in my Fantasy Yurma blog this week. So I felt quite good about that.
But again, didn't put him in your team?
No, he's in my team.
Oh, he is in your team.
The problem is, in my blog, I tip 5 players every week. Mm. I can't put them all in. So,
no.
And I made the point, actually, I don't know if this is right, but in signing Arbeloa, a very, very reserved fullback, like that kind of means Antonio's going to have more free range up front, right?
I think they already signed the death nail on playing Antonio as a defender.
Yeah.
Because they've started playing Byram instead. He was fucking shocking, but Antonio was terrible before that.
Yeah.
But I think a couple of the people within the club have said he's just going to play up front.
That's great. Because Payet being back is only good news for Antonio in terms of points, isn't he? And is Payet now an option, Ash? Or you kind of said at the beginning of the season he might be not quite value for money. Or VFM, as acronym fans would call it.
He's expensive, but I think especially when we got a run of easy games, like he's definitely worth it now. It just depends if you've still got Aguero. So 30% of people still got Aguero in their team.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably the 30% of people that aren't playing anymore.
No.
It's a high percentage, 30.
It's the clever ones who've kept them.
That's what Tom got in his maths exams at school.
Mm-hmm. But so if you've got him and Ibrahimovic, I can't see how you can get Payet in your team.
No.
That's true.
I don't know. I had both and Hazard at one point.
What?
Yeah, I had Ibra, as I call him. Just call him Ibra.
Yeah.
Aggie, aka Aguero, and H.
He just had Hull at the back, only Hull.
Yeah, that was it.
That's Rod Hull.
Yeah, and Roy Hudd.
Yeah, and Roy Hudd.
Who's someone else.
Yeah.
Ash, did you just use the phrase, sign the death nail? Because I've never heard that, and I've been waiting for 2 minutes for him to actually stop talking about, genuine FPL stuff. He went, he signed the death nail, and then I was just waiting, but I was like, he's talking some sense now. But sign the death nail? What the fuck is that?
I can't remember me saying it, but I'm going to go out and lit a thing and say that is definitely a real
sentence. Just rewind it about 2 minutes.
Where you sign, listening. You know, like where you...
The death warrant.
It's a cross between signing the death warrant. Yeah. And signing the death knell.
Exactly. Oh, is that what it was? It was nailing the coffin and signing the death warrant.
Signing the death knell. Yeah. That is the name of the episode there.
It's like a portmanteau of phrases.
Yeah.
So I definitely knew what I was saying.
It sounds like a heavy metal album.
Sign the death knell.
Yeah.
But Ash Cairnsworth.
A lot of albums. We've all had it. Two of us have had an album out in this one now. Sorry, to finish through the results then, Crystal Palace beat Middlesbrough 2-1 with Benteke Sr. getting the goal. Benteke's on the bench, isn't he, there?
Yeah.
Benteke Jr.
Townsend nearly scored.
Yeah, you don't get points for nearly. You're saying nearly a lot.
But it does matter because players who look good, it's better if someone doesn't score, but you know that they're good, it's better to get them than somebody who did score and you haven't got.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Or are you technically...
No, I don't. Right. Well, it sounds like a Don Monahan question, doesn't it? Is it better to...
Well, so say Antonio got 13 points, right? Yeah. He scored.
Yeah.
Okay. So people are going to pick him up and his price is going to go up and he's already scored. So it's not... I don't know whether it's necessarily going to continue.
Yeah.
Right? Because people's form dies eventually. Mm-hmm. Someone like Townsend, who I'm not saying is definitely true for him, but if they keep getting close to scoring... It's not going to take much for them to flip over, but their score isn't going to show it. So people who aren't watching every game,
They're just looking at the scores.
They're going to start abandoning them, and then.
Okay.
But if they're still doing well, like the same with Diamande,
I get your point.
Yeah.
So if someone hits the post twice, for instance, they've just been very unlucky. No one's going to notice that unless they watch as much football as you, and so they won't pick them.
Exactly the same as when the other week Martial got that really crappy assist.
Yeah.
Where he tried to miss, and I was saying. Yeah.
And that works the other way, I suppose, because people are going, that's fucking great, you know, he's got an assist, but you're thinking, well, he just scuffed it.
Exactly right.
Got you. Okay, that does make sense. That's why you're here, Ash.
That's why you're here, mate.
That's why you're here. And all the other reasons, because we can't turn on a computer. But other than that, that's why you're here. Spurs battered Stoke 4-0. Harry Kane finally gets a goal. And Son scored two. I think that surprised most people very likely. Harry Kane and Son. Mm. He does look old enough to be his dad. Liverpool battered Leicester 4-1. Mane getting a goal. Alana got the goal. Who else scored for them? Do you remember?
It was Mane got
Firmino.
Two.
Firmino put the death knell on their coffin warrant. And
Although the Leicester goal was pretty good, though. It was like
what,
real
Vardy's
bit, it was a real bit of skill. I mean,
what is totally that with Vardy's wrist? He's always got that little...
He has to wear it, an insurance-y type thing, because it was badly broken once, so he's going to wear it for the rest of his career.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah.
It's
like a really pathetic little... Oh, I bet it stinks, doesn't it?
Ooh. Yeah, it must stink.
Oh, mucky little fucker.
Yeah,
smells like all vinegary, like a little... Like,
I don't know if he has to keep it on his whole life.
No, just when he's playing football. Yeah. But it's like a Keith Lemon style thing. He's just got that on there constantly.
Like
Swansea drew with Chelsea 2-2 in what was a pretty phenomenal game to watch, to be honest. Chelsea were absolutely robbed with a terrible penalty decision. And everyone thought they probably had a banker of a clean sheet there, but Swansea somehow. Gylfi Sigurdsson, another one. I know it was a penalty, but he's just an FPL stalwart.
Yeah.
Always gets points.
Is he very highly picked? Because I never hear his name come up in conversations. It's you've got to have this, you've got to have that. But I mean, it's he's certainly been someone that would always be in my team last few seasons.
I think probably people were put off this season because of how shit Swansea are.
Yeah,
Swansea
were.
Pre-season was looked.
Mm. Well, they still are bad. They didn't really deserve a result there. They've got they're still in trouble this season, I think. But Sigurdsson is. Let's have a look. 4.5% picked.
Really?
Wow.
£7.3 million. And another one of the reasons is because Leroy Fair has had an inexplicable start to the season. He's got three goals in four games. He's on 26 points and he's only 5.2 million. So he's 10.2% picked. But I don't think that's going to last forever.
That was my thing. I was going to stick him in, but I thought, well, I can't just go with all the players that are just hot at the moment. I didn't bring him in and he fucking scored. I brought in Wanyama.
Yeah.
And
that's a terrible idea right now because Wanyama, although he has got a goal this season, like Ash's point where people go, oh, Wanyama scored, he doesn't score goals. He's not going to score goals.
No, I do regret that.
He picks up a lot of yellow cards.
Mm.
I think, whereas someone like Fair maybe, or Snodgrass at Hull, Snodgrass will stand over pretty much every free kick this season.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I thought as well. It was nice of Costa to score two, but still get that little yellow card in there.
Has to, doesn't he?
Try and make it a red. Try and get his points down as much as possible.
He doesn't know any other way. But their results, finally, apart from obviously Monday Night Football, Everton beating Sunderland 3-0 and Lukaku just doing the business out of nowhere.
Saved it for me, the boy. Saved it.
That, by the looks of the green and red arrows in our top 10, had a major effect on what our top 10 looks like. And it's all changed pretty much again, which is always good this early in the season.
Yeah.
So I'll run through the top 10. So in joint 10th place is King Konta, Frederik Arendal, and wait for this, Tom, you'll like this. Mm-hmm. Equal 10th place, differential 11. It's a secret sausage team.
It's a secret sausage team. We got a tweet today. Who was it from? It was a regular tweet.
FPL Forecast, I think.
FPL Forecast, was it? Yeah, that is a secret sausage team, and they are sitting 10th in our league.
So
can you believe it?
FPL Foreskin actually have a secret sausage team. They have a circumcised sausage in our top 10.
Oh, Ash loved that. Craig said foreskin, and Ash is trying not to spit his drink out.
Yeah, but that's because he can see my foreskin. They can't see
it. That's true.
And that's what makes it different. In ninth place is BTSTU, Mitch Maynard. In eighth place, Santiago Bernabeu, but spelt differently, by Mark Byrne. Now I get it. Good work, Mark. In seventh place, Matt Adonis with Dumeku. In sixth place, Rahul Gandhi. In fifth place, Trygve Norgaard, one of our many Scandinavians.
Yes.
In fourth place is Sabalu MD with Kante. La, 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 la. In third place, Dimitri van den Rijk. He's a regular.
Two stars. He's been at McDonald's for 2 years now.
In second place, Edward Pickford with Queen's Park Strangers. And in first place is Tord Haug Nielsen, Tordenstorm SC, another Scandi. They love it.
I know. There's so many of them, bless them. Yeah, they're loving it. They're storming it.
Handy Scandies. They are very good. It gets dark very early there, and I can only think this is what they do in the evenings. But good on them.
Yeah, there's a lot of worse things they could be doing in the dark.
And that's probably all we got time for this pint, Tom. No need for the rest of it.
No. Well, we might as well do where we are in the league.
We were on 21 minutes. Probably just give it a rest.
Wouldn't have thought so. When have we ever worried about timing?
We could just cancel the podcast now.
Yeah, cancel the podcast now.
Shit, what episode is this?
Oh,
fuck.
Yes.
Double fuck.
Oh, yeah. So episode 64, isn't it? I forgot that.
Yeah, it is our 64th episode.
Episode 64, and obviously that is Ash's lucky number that he lives his life by.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows the secret. Now I think we've completed podcasting.
Yeah, and we win podcasting.
Yeah.
And their iPhones blow up and stuff. Yeah, I mean, we haven't planned to do anything. We just mentioned it. Should we sing happy birthday at the end?
We should. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. But to celebrate, let's go through our positions. Craig.
Yeah.
Go from the bottom. 802nd in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah.
16 click wanker.
Oh, mate.
16 click.
It's amazing that there's even a 16 click as a thing.
Yeah, well, there's 20 odd. We've got like nearly 1,100 players. So, yeah, that's you do the maths. Craig, yeah, where did it all go wrong, mate? Just
meeting you at a comedy gig about 5 fucking years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was the only night in my comedy career I was probably better than you on stage that night. And then other than that, it's been downhill, mate.
Yeah, and that's true. He peaked when he met me that evening, quite literally and physically.
Yeah.
In his pants. Craig, 802nd, 16 click worker, mate. Me, Big T-Dog, I went up 200 places, thanks very much. 574th because of Big Luke Arku. He did it for me, thanks very much. 11 click wanker, doesn't sound so good when you say that. And then rising, like the proverbial salmon, just when you thought there'd be an episode without me mentioning that. Ash, 489th, 9 click. So, not bad. Well, you were like down near where Craig was a few weeks ago. You've risen.
Pulled myself up by my nail boots.
By your nail, yeah. And also, we'll do Celebrity Watch. Tom Davis from Murdered Successful, 834th, 16 click wanker along with Craig.
Yeah, we're mates.
Two of you should, make a band or something. Dominic Monaghan, beating us all still, 412th. For Dom, 8 click wanker, and putting us all to shame, as I was scrawling through this trying to find where everyone was, Ash's missus, putting us all to shame, 398th, 7 clicks.
Super good. She didn't
Can you call a female a 7 click wanker?
She didn't even set her team.
She didn't even set her team?
You know, on the bench,
Christ,
she's got 30 points on a bench.
Has she?
She got 72 points. And if she topped them out, she'd have got a 100-point week.
Fuck me.
I will say, I don't know where my secret sausage team is. I've forgotten the login.
Mine is, my secret sausage team is above yours.
Do you know, you don't know my secret sausage team?
No, my secret sausage team is above your actual team.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I think you've taken the secret sausage too far if you've made yourself forget who it is.
That's how secret it is, mate. I'm starting to wonder because I'm really tired during the day that at night I think I fall asleep and I'm actually living the life of my secret sausage.
Oh, it's like Pottsworth and Company.
Yes, yeah. Exactly like Pottsworth and Company.
It's like, see you in the dream world and then you're there on your laptop.
Do we get loads of tweets from Dimitri Vandenbroek at about 12:15?
Maybe I'm Dimitri Vandenbroek. Good point. Maybe
exactly.
I am.
Exactly, about like Lincoln sausages and stuff.
2 stars, yeah.
About Lincoln sausages.
I don't know what that means.
Right, but it could be...
It could be
me.
Interesting. Could be you. We'll say that.
I thought you had a thing where he doesn't eat sausages.
Craig eats sausages. I love sausages. Very meaty ones.
What?
Right. We'll leave that there.
This seems as good a time as any to move on and finish it for part one. In part two, we're going to be going through all the social media stuff, emails from you, tweets from you, in Tweets from My Tweet. And in part three, we're going to look forward to the fixtures. Don't forget, it's Friday night football. We'll say it a few times in the pod. And also, we're going to do a begging plea at the beginning of the next part. So be warned, we're going to beg. That's all coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes.
Hey Tom, Ash, Craig, continuing on with being in beautiful places. I'm in a gorgeous temple. Isn't this lovely? I'll give you a second just to hear it. Oh, that is really quite wonderful. I've got another question for you guys. Another question for the Gaffer Tapes podcast show! I wanted to talk to you guys, or have you guys, when I say you guys, I guess I mean just one of you guys, Ash, I guess, the expert, clear up the bench situation. So is it as simple as just ordering your bench with who are the best players, with the best fixtures, with the best chance to score? Or let's say I've stacked up my team so that I've got 5 in the midfield, 2 up front, 3 at the back. Is that right? Yeah. Does it make sense then to put a midfielder first in line on my bench because there's a chance that one of those 5, there's a much higher chance that one of those 5 is going to get injured or come off, so I should draft in a midfielder? Or does it not work like that? Like, do I order my bench based on the chance of which position is going to potentially need a substitution, or do I order my bench based on which player has the most chance to score the most amount of goals? And I'll leave you with the incredible sounds of this stunning temple. Namaste. Yeah, can I get a mochaccino latte, please? Thanks. Stat.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and me, Craig. We left you there with a question from one of our esteemed listeners, Tom and Ash.
Yeah,
correct.
What's his name?
Little Dommy Monaghan.
Little Demon. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah.
As I wrote to him in an email the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I email people in other countries on telly. We get it, Tom.
Yeah. All the time.
So.
He had a question. By the way, best voice clip so far from Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excelling himself.
The standard was set high. I'll be honest. I was very confused by a lot of it.
What, by the temple? The sound of the temple?
Yeah. As soon as he said namaste, what does that mean, for starters? I didn't really get the actual football question in there. Because at one point, I'm sure he said, if you've got 5 midfielders, what midfielder on the bench? Well, that's too many midfielders, mate.
Yeah,
so
you can't do that. I think what he's saying is, so say you're playing a 3-4-3, and your first sub is a midfielder. He won't come on if a defender gets injured.
No.
Because you can't play a 2-5-3.
Yes.
So what he's saying is it worth putting your number one player that you want to potentially field on the bench if he's a midfielder in that scenario, because that midfielder could replace a midfielder or a striker, but he couldn't replace a defender.
I think you're close. I think you've sort of answered the question he means, but bearing in mind what Craig said about being able to field a sixth midfielder, I think what he's saying is, should you pick your defence, your substitutes, based on who you think is going to get injured?
Right.
Basically, so if you've got more, if you're playing five in midfield, the odds are that a midfielder's going to get injured.
Right.
So maybe you put one there. So say if you're playing five at the back, it doesn't really work. So say you're playing four at the back, 4-3-3.
Yeah.
Do you put your fifth defender in?
Yeah.
Because you think, oh shit, a defender's more likely to get injured?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've got some really fragile players.
Yeah.
Maybe Will you do she. That. Yeah, exactly. If you've got a player who you think's going to get injured.
Yeah.
Maybe do you put them first to try and swap them out? Yeah. Because if you say you've got a midfielder, they could be swapped for a defender or a striker.
Mm.
So Wilshere's a really good example, actually. If you've got him, you always put a midfielder in first because you know he's going to get injured.
Yes, there we go. Week, yeah. I think that's it.
So the We've question is, what is the answer?
All I know is, if you can play a sixth midfielder, do it, mate.
There we go.
That's
it.
Yeah.
I think we've got all these prize and brand partners and stuff. I think we should give a prize out for the person who can actually understand what sort of question Dom is asking.
Yeah.
Give away some Ron Jeremy rum.
We can do that. We can give away some Badger Ales. That's
football
fine.
Manager.
We've already got a prize to give out this podcast. We're going to do a bit later on.
Yes.
So
true.
I thought you were going to suggest we give Dom Monaghan a prize. I was like, fuck off. We're not doing that. Sending out Badger Ales to LA.
No, if he answers the Megan Fox question, I'll give him a prize. So, do you want a prize or not? You know what you've got to do. I won't ask you again.
You will ask him again.
I will ask
You'd
him
ask
again.
Him a lot of times.
A lot.
So, anyway, but that was Dom's
question. Answer.
The answer is, Ash, that's your answering it.
Yeah.
So far, all we've answered is what he was asking.
Yeah. That was what he wanted the answer for, wasn't it? Things get more complicated every week.
No, all we've done is translate what he asked us.
Oh, okay.
Pick your best substitute. Whoever thinks going to get the most points, put them on first in line. And you can reorder them, which we learned in a previous episode.
For anyone new listening, it was only about a year ago that I realised that they come off the bench in an order.
Yeah, interesting.
And I'd been running an FPL podcast for a year at that point. So
I think if you've got a player who you think is doubtful, you think he might get injured...
Mm.
I would say swap them over.
Prepare accordingly.
Put the injured person already on your bench, because if they start playing and play like 2 minutes,
that's a nail right.
That
in
is
your tit,
a rip.
Nails in your tits all day long.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. It's moments like this. I wonder how much money was wasted on my education.
A lot.
Where I wonder what I'm doing. What am I doing? Mm. But you understood it. We understand it. Luckily, not all your questions are that cryptic, and you don't have to be in a monastery to ask them.
Yeah.
So
I do really want a coffee now.
Yeah, I know, I would love a coffee. We have got some other questions. So we'll go through the Twitter ones in a little section called...
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
Correct.
He took a goal.
Choked on his whatever the fuck he's drinking at the moment.
Rum old fashioned.
Hit us up, Tom. First tweet.
Well, the first tweet I'd like to read out is from Kira Moriarty.
Oh, Moriarty, great name.
Her tweet, she said... You're saying tweets for my tweet, ? Bloody accents. I thought you were saying twits for my tweet. So she's just worked out what the actual feature's called. I thought I'd mention that. She sounds like a potential, the Scandinavian invasion.
It's Irish, surely. I don't know.
Moriarty?
Well, I'm thinking of because the guy from Sherlock Holmes is played by an Irish guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Is that where you're going there, you think? That's why you're going.
She gets bonus points. Did you get the her... Twitter handle is a
Cromulent tweet.
I don't know
Simpsons
what that is.
Reference.
It's a Simpsons reference, is it?
Yeah.
Well, what's the reference?
It's like a made up word from The Simpsons.
Oh.
Cromulent. Wow, that is proper nerdy.
Come on, guys, we're losing people now. Fucking hell.
Jesus
we're
Christ.
We're about to ask them to vote Picking for us
Tom,
in the FBA.
Next tweet, Tom, go.
Well, next tweet. Does anyone, who's it, what's your favourite episode of The Simpsons? let's go for No Name at the Ogrebilious. Will Ibra keep scoring, or is he likely to pony tail off? Good question. I like that.
Good wordplay. Well, Ash said it. Ash said considering dropping him, but I wasn't a big fan at the beginning. I thought he's overpriced, but it's very hard to argue right now.
Yeah.
I would only consider dropping him because I just don't know if it's worth having both of them in your team. I wouldn't drop him if you're not going to get Aguero, because...
But what? But
he's going to score every week.
What about basically. Kane? See, I am tempted to... I want Kane in. The only way I can do it is by getting rid of Ibrahimovic, because Kane, he's at home to Sunderland. He's you know... I mean, if he hits form, I know it's a bit of an if, and Ibrahimovic is scoring nearly every game.
I like how you've progressed as the years have gone on. Mm. 2 years ago, you'd have never even put Kane in your team.
No.
And now you're dying. Mate, you're desperate to put him in.
I've sold out it's ages good. Ago. You know, I've got to seem good at FPL.
I've got mouths to feed.
I've got a fucking son there. I'm a father.
I think the difference is that of all the teams, Zlatan is so the main man at United, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's everywhere.
Man.
Whereas the others, I suppose maybe Kane to a bit, but Son scored twice this week, didn't he?
Yeah.
They're showing he's not the only... You know,
yeah, it's 4-4 for Ibra, and you get the feeling that he is, you know, he does run the show there, doesn't he? So it's a bit...
And if United can play shit and he can still score, and against City, yeah.
And he's probably helped by his lack of mobility, because he can't run around as much as, say, Kane.
Mm.
He just stands there and they just always look to him. Imagine if you're playing with someone that good. And he's always stood there. He's never somewhere else helping out.
Yeah,
you're always going to look for him. Such an easy thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think...
I mean, he will tail off. He's not going to score 1-1. He's on 4-4. He's not going to do it every time. But it'd be silly to drop him just yet. Wait until he starts to dip. I think I wouldn't be dropping... I won't be dropping him.
No.
Unless they've got a mental run of fixtures coming up.
Even then.
Yeah.
He just lost to City 2-1 and still scored and probably should have got a second.
Yeah, it's
not going to get much harder than City. And he should have got two goals. So it's a bit of a... Yeah. Right, what else we got?
We've got one from FPL Coach.
Yeah.
If you only had two fit defenders, would you take a hit to replace one or play 10 men? And then he says, all-out attack is not an option. So I'm assuming he's maybe, you know, taken... would you take a point hit to replace a defender? Yeah, you wouldn't really, would you?
No, I think... That's initially what I thought when I read it. But actually, I think you definitely would. Because really? He's saying... If you've got three red injury defenders, do you play with just two? Okay, that's cool. But if they're red injuries, they're probably going to be out. So it's not that 1 week.
That's it.
Taking a four-point hit for 1 week is bad.
Yeah.
But if they're always going to be out, if they're all on one-week suspensions, then don't.
But because at first I thought, if these injuries could last more than 1 week, then that's the point. You can't be sure. But I guess he's saying he's willing to wait a week to make that transfer.
Yeah.
So.
And the amount of fucking defenders that are scoring 1 point, 2 points... Clean sheets aren't really easy to come by this season. Yeah. So
I'd say if you're confident that they're going to be back, at least one or two of them be back next week, then I'd probably hang fire and play the 10 men personally, I think. Mm. But yeah. And also they're lying bastards.
What's that? You're going to hang fire?
Yeah.
If we're playing this game.
What's wrong with that?
Not hold fire?
No, hang fire.
Hang fire, that is a thing.
Hang fire isn't a thing.
Yes, it is.
Hang fire. I'm going to hang fire. I'm not going to... Yeah. That is a thing. My mum says it.
Yeah.
What?
Hang fire.
That's where I got it from.
Hey, Craig, hang fire. Oh, that's my mum I'm talking about. Terrible. Comedy opportunity. Dad, if you're listening, I apologise. Yeah, that's a thing.
This has turned into a damp spree,
doesn't
it?
Hang fire.
Yeah.
What? This? Hang fire?
Yeah
it is.
The thing is, Ash, at the moment, you're thinking, well, it's a 2-on-1 majority. I don't feel like an idiot. Actually, there's tens of thousands of people listening to this going, yes, hang fire is a thing. Now fucking shut up and move on. Because everyone else knows it's a thing.
Hashtag hang fire.
Hashtag hang fire.
If you want to tweet us that, show Ash he's wrong. There we go. Hang fire, guys. Lads, should we read another tweet?
Yeah, give us another one. We've got time for one more.
Stephen Smith.
Stevie.
@Standard_Stephen.
Stevie Smith, an American dad.
Talking about, yes, correct. Correct. Talking about Lukaku, we raised the question, who's got him, blah, blah, blah. And he said, kept the faith, lads. He said, Danny Rose was my top point scorer before tonight. Now, that was a little in-joke about the fact that Danny Rose scored 0 points this week, but featured in the Metro's Team of the Week. And that was everywhere over Twitter. It was trending on Twitter, Danny Rose, and I thought, oh, is he injured or whatever? And yeah, got 0 points, but he was Metro's Team of the Week. So I think Stevie's saying, like a lot of people, he had a very, very shit FPL week and Lukaku saved it for him.
That really is, that tweet kind of sums up most people's week, doesn't it?
Mm.
Those papers, though, the newspaper Team of the Week are always a joke. They don't watch the games.
Do Metro do fantasy football?
No, it'll just be their normal Team of the Week, like performance-wise. But they're all over bollocks.
Who reads Metro, though, really? Who reads it?
Yeah, probably, I don't know.
People on the tube.
That's what it's called.
I mean, quite literally.
Quite literally, just people on the tube. Oh, he's a new tweeter, I think, Stephen Smith.
I think he is, yeah, that's why I included it.
He's taken Stevie. The vowels out of his first name like a hipster opening up a burger restaurant.
Stephen Smith.
Stephen. Yeah. Stephen Smith.
Oh, though, maybe. Look at his thing, Standard Steve.
Standard Steve.
Maybe he works for the Evening Standard.
Standard.
Oh, and he's slagging off the Metro.
Newspaper conspiracy. Beef.
Oh, into paper beef.
Oh, yeah, I'd love it. Stephen Smith, do you work for the Standard or are you just boring? Are you Standard?
No, I think he's like lad. I'm Standard, you know.
Oh, like Standard. That's Standard,
yeah,
Steve.
Standard, bruv. Standard.
Yeah.
Let us know, Steve. Yeah, Ash, do you want to read out a tweet from...
Definitely don't.
Let's give it a go. You give it a go, Ash. Come
go
on. You're good at
go,
this.
Mate. Go on. Off you go.
Anton some guy.
Yeah.
Central Nathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says, I don't know if I should be happy. I can't get over the...
Yeah, it is text.
Oh, you haven't got that many characters.
You've got 140 characters,
you?
Ash, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I should be happy. I dare to take a 4-point hit to bring in Lukaku, or unhappy that I didn't captain him. Hashtag FPL, hashtag greedy.
Hashtag greedy.
Good work, Ash.
Yeah, see, some people are never happy. See, what I did was I put popped it on like a couple of days before. I said, who should I captain? And I put a little poll. Hazard, Costa, Lukaku, or Ibrahimovic. And Hazard won the poll. And we had like a good couple of hundred tweets. Hazard won the poll, and obviously got one fucking point. And before then, I had the armband on Lukaku. So I was absolutely furious with our followers. Like 50% said Hazard. Yeah, I just absolutely crushed.
It's almost as if we're supposed to be giving them advice, not the other way around.
I didn't think that. And then I started thinking, did they do it as a... just to fuck me over. But I think a lot of people went with Hazard, and I think that's why it was the low scoring. I think it was a captain choice this week that messed everyone up, isn't it?
Well, I captained Hazard.
We all captained Hazard.
Oh yeah, I thought I thought I would have been one of the only ones.
Oh yeah, no, I wanted that sweet bit of H. I wanted a sweet bit of H. Double up on him, and I thought, to be honest, I wasn't even slightly worried even when Kane was scoring, Benteke was scoring. I thought it'd be okay, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I did.
Fucking wasn't.
No, nothing. One single point.
What else have we got social media wise? Because we're getting more and more stuff now, aren't we?
We've had a couple of emails. We have our mental email of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the jingle, Craig.
Oh God, have we got one?
No.
It's what's that email? It's kind of crazy. What's that email? It's mental email of the week.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
That's absolutely brilliant. James Doncaster.
Yeah.
Has emailed again.
Got it.
I just love reading out his emails. They make me laugh. I don't know if they make anyone else laugh. Lads Holiday.
That's what? That's what he calls us to open up?
Yeah, Lads Holiday. Good day and shout out to the Avocado crew. Got a little tweet intro for you to be sang. And then he says, it was a Twitter tweet sent to me that's Rye Ite. Now, I don't know what
tune
tweet us and let us know what the tune is. He does a little bit contemplating my team last night. I noticed Luke Shaw has gone yellow, the poor little sailor. This got me thinking, wild card, because my bench is Dog Turd 100. With this in mind, Stoke's new signing, Bonnie, came to mind as a potential Aguero downgrade, thus allowing me to get wasted on Hazard. So many gaffer tapes references in this. And then he said, Bonnie wears Wilfred on the back of his shirt. Other notable strange shirt names. Javier Hernandez, Chicharito. James Rodriguez, James. And now Dele Alli just wears Dele. Just to confirm he's a prick. Bit of hostility there. Sorry about that. Wishing you all the best. So he's saying about, the core of it is Bonnie. Someone that I did look at. How do we feel about Bonnie at Stoke?
Great signing. I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
FPL-wise, anything to get interested about?
Stoke are absolutely dog shit, aren't they?
They're not a bad side. You need them to start scoring more goals. I mean, that's why they signed him, but they have been involved in a couple of quite dull matches.
Aren't they rock bottom of the league?
Yes, but it's not been great for them. But it doesn't make sense because they've got players there. When you look at Arnautovic, Bojan, Shaqiri, Joe Allen now, Wilfred, like it's a lot, isn't it? It's a bit odd.
Yeah, I can't see. I think Stoke are. I mean, it's one of them, like, you know, is he going to be the one getting the points? Yeah.
I'll be honest, I've looked at him, but I went with Benteke in the end, between the two of them. At Palace are equally poor sometimes, but he's their main focal point when it comes to goals.
Palace have got the easier fixtures, haven't they?
Have they, right?
Yeah, for the next few weeks, yeah.
So it's something I always half forget and have to remind myself to look at the next three or four fixtures. It's such a big part of it, isn't it?
Benteke this week, I think I might even bring him in for Costa because I fancy that. But we'll see. We've got another email, lads, from Tom Davis.
Ooh.
He said, "All right, lads, just listening to your latest podcast and heard you talking about Tom Davis off of Murdering Successville's league position. I am also a Tom Davis and I'm currently 91st in your league. Think I deserve a shout out for essentially being your best, although so less famous, Tom Davis. Got to be worth Badger Ales as well, I reckon."
So oh, he's asking that's for a lovely email, isn't it? It's a really nice, sweet email, but you can get fucked if you think you're getting a Badger Ale, Tom.
Screw yourself, Davis, you slag. You're not famous.
That must have been amazing when he was like, when we first started talking about, and this week, Tom Davis. Yeah. Holy shit.
Who singled me out? I replied, I said, "Thanks very much for your email." I said, "You know you've got a big FPL league when you've got two people with the same name in it."
Yeah.
Although Tom Davis is not really a very...
And if anyone else is called Anton Nenton Sathan or whatever he's called.
Anton Sentel Nathan.
Get in touch. Yeah. But no, we've got some Davis on Davis beef. We're always looking for new ways to get beef.
So I was thinking we could make that a thing, Tom versus Tom. Or versus Tom, we could do like a triple threat Tom.
You don't get to get involved.
No, probably not. It's Tom Davis.
TD on TD.
TD on TD, and we'd see where they are in the league together. So
yeah,
we'll do that. That'll be a thing.
Oh, that was some nice emails there, Tom.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you can obviously email us, info@thegaffertapes.com. Tweet us, @thegaffertapes. Send us a voice clip. We also had, actually, lads, we had an email from Calvin Chan, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Calvin Chan, yes. If you don't know Calvin Chan, then he was like the best FPL, one of the best players in the world last year.
Yeah, he won our league and he won, I mean, countless amount of leagues. He was, I've seen interviews with him on FPL sites and blogs and things like this. So he is genuinely a bloody good FPL player. And he's written us a very comprehensive email with some tips, so like five of his top tips to success. And we will be putting it on our website, won't we?
Yes, we will. It's very in-depth. So for those of you who think the podcast is good, but some more helpful stuff and a few less knob gags would be good, then this blog's going to be for you. So keep an eye out. Calvin Chan, one of the best FPL players in the world last year. Great tips.
Yeah, we're going to massive tips.
Massive.
Lovely, lovely.
Great set of tips. So he's going to...
Chantastic tips.
Chantastic, it is, yeah.
Oh, that's what we'll call it.
Yeah.
Chantastic tips. So if you want that, go on thegaffertapes.com and look at that. Before we go, lads, should we just quickly plug the bloody FBAs?
Oh, yeah. So we're shamelessly trying to win an award. So the Football Blogging Awards, we got nominated last year as one of the best football podcasts in the UK. That was marvellous, thank you.
Yeah, that was good. Bloody good night as well, wasn't it?
Bloody good night. Up there with the guy, Ash, dressed up like Stan Collymore. It was great fun. And and it would be good to go. We watched John Barnes rap and we had a pucker pie in a suit. It was very strange, but it would be great. So there are certain ways that you can help us get nominated and win the award, which would be awesome. If you're on our Twitter, then we're doing it constantly. If you just have to tweet a certain phrase, what is it, Tom?
It's in our pinned tweets. It's a very specific phrase that you have to tweet. And what a lot of people have done is they've tried to help us out by retweeting it. And, they've, screen grabbed it and tweeted it. It literally needs to be the phrase. So go on our Twitter. If you are on Twitter, go on our pinned tweets and you just copy and paste it. It's like a little phrase that the FBA software then counts. But you can also vote online if you don't have Twitter. And we're going to put Ash is going to do his wizardry and put a little link on our website homepage that you can vote.
Yeah, just go to thegaffertapes.com/vote.
Yeah, and he's going to link that up.
Podcast, though,
amazing.
Yeah, it's best football podcast. Yeah, you just put the gaff tapes in, yeah.
Yeah, and that would be great. So do that.
So we want to get nominated again, man.
Or we stop doing the pod. So do that.
Simple as that.
We won't stop it. But anyway.
Vote for us, or we're taking it away from you.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Exactly.
How do you feel about that? How do you like those apples?
You can tell you're a parent now. You're just threatening to take things away from people. So it's all right. That's all you do. Yeah. Coming up in part three, we're going to be having a quick look at the fixtures, reminding you again that it's a Friday night game week, which I'm sure you know. And also, we're going to be doing our quiz. Tom in Ash versus Cray, Tom's quizzes, they're becoming quite notorious.
Oh, yeah.
They are, you could say, they're the talk of the town.
I would say that.
You would do. Certainly. And I'm sure he will, over and over again. And that's all coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, going into part three, where we look forward to the fixtures coming up in this game week and do our weekly quiz, of which we know nothing about, which always makes me slightly nervous now that Tom's in charge. But first off, we're just going to have a quick look at the fixtures coming up. We said it over and over again, but it's a Friday night game week. That's the biggest pain in the arse in the world.
No, I quite like it. Because Why? It catches people out. We said this last time, it catches people out. There'll be a lot of people that don't know. A lot of people, you know, that do their team on a Friday. We're going, oh, shit, too late. Too late.
Yeah, it's a big game as well.
Yeah, Chelsea-Liverpool, isn't it?
For a Friday. Yeah, normally they waste the shit ones on a Friday when they tried it before.
Liverpool are quite inconsistent, so I'm trying to work out if it's worth... I mean, they're coming off a win over Leicester, and Chelsea obviously drew with Swansea, but potential for... It could go either way. You could see Liverpool winning, or you could see Chelsea thumping them.
Liverpool are super comedy at the back, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any Liverpool players in my entire squad at the moment.
No, I don't. It's too difficult. I don't think I have, really, for years.
No, that's true.
Not since John Arnarisa.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so it is Friday night game week, so you need to get your teams done on a Friday, not on a Saturday morning. You could wake up very disappointed. So make sure you do that. Other fixtures... Hull, Arsenal, Leicester, Burnley, City, Bournemouth, West Brom, West Ham, Everton, Middlesbrough, and then on a Sunday it's Watford, United, Palace versus Stoke, Saints versus Swansea, Spurs versus Sunderland. So with that in mind, what's your pick for the weekend, Tom?
I'm gonna go, being the Judas that I am, Harry Kane. I think if he started scoring at home to Sunderland, maybe the floodgates have opened. We mentioned it earlier. There's the little stat about he only, you know, doesn't like scoring in August. It's now September, boys. You know, maybe that's it.
School term started again.
Exactly, he's back at school, isn't he? He's back at school. He's got his nice new trousers on.
He's got a Jurassic Park pencil case. Everybody's happy.
Got a lunchbox.
Other school things.
Other school stuff. Ash, what's your tip?
Tip of the week.
Just dip your tip in.
I think anybody...
Anybody, there we go.
And that is everyone we've got time for on the Gaffer Tapes.
It'll be interesting, actually, when the Manchester City game is rescheduled for. Whether it's next week or tomorrow.
Oh, what, the City Champions League game?
Yeah.
Apparently it's tomorrow. Well, it will have done by the time this pod's been out, but apparently it's a day postponement.
Oh. So I was going to basically say anybody from City, home at Bournemouth, like KDB or Nolito or Sterling, I think any of them are going to get some points. Bournemouth are good, but they've both got the same style, but obviously Man City are just better at it.
Yeah.
Unless the... That layover is quite bad, actually.
So it's tomorrow, Wednesday. So if they're playing Wednesday,
And who they got? Mönchengladbach? So Germany's not too far, That's my tip, but...
But could be, yeah. So I suppose
that does throw a bit of spanner in the works.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, I don't know, nails a spanner into the coffin of the fire or something.
It does spanner the coffin into the hang fire.
Spanner's your tips, man.
I'm going to say what we touched on earlier, actually. Even though Southampton away is a tough game and Swansea are shit, I'm gonna start championing the return of Gylfi.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, big Gylfi. I like a Gylf. Gylfi Sigurdsson, I'm going to say, start. It's such a low percentage pick. I've been tempted by the likes of Lallana and Lamella and all the L's, but Gylfi Sigurdsson, I'm going to say. Fuck it. I'm not driving. Gylfi. Yeah.
I thought someone was going to say Benteke at home to Stoke.
That's because you kept telling us to say Benteke.
I kept saying, just say it. It will sound intelligent. Because I can't pick between him and Kane. And I can only really put one in my team this week. Possibly
who?
Costa, so.
Why are they playing on Sunday?
Why not?
Has one of them got...
Yeah, Southampton have got European football.
No, Chelsea. No, I mean Palace, Stoke. Is it Stoke playing? No, I'm playing in Europe.
No, that's the televised game.
2:15.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. We might have had a shocker there.
Yeah. No, well, it could be. Yeah. But that would have been... Otherwise, if Stoke were, say, playing in Europe, which I can't imagine they are, that would be really good to play Benteke, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I do fancy that.
Well, there's our tips. But obviously, tweet us your balls. When you know your team, tweet us #balls. Yeah. Show us your teams. Show us your balls and show us your teams. And everyone will talk about them. Before we go to the quiz, who wants to win a bloody prize?
Yeah, me, I do.
Yeah, well, you can't, so shut up. But we said we'd give Manager of the Month for August.
Yes.
A prize. It's a brilliant, it's called Season Annual. It's this amazing, like, encyclopedic book with, like, loads of cool original artworks, that stuff,
really
from last season. They do it every year. They were really nice to give us a free one. We tweeted them the other week about the prize. We'll tweet it again. But manager of the month, as according to FPL, is Rob Hearn. Where's Scholes?
Rob, congratulations, Rob.
Come on down, Rob. So
yeah, Herno.
We don't want to know where...
Hernia.
We don't want to... We don't want to know where's Scholes. We don't know where's Rob. So come down, Rob. So tweet us, Rob. Rob Hearn, if you do listen to podcasts, email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Get us some deets and we will send you out your prize. Failing that, we'll just keep giving it to other people.
So, disclaimer, very much like the last prize we gave out, if you don't live that close, then we'd probably give it to the second best manager of the month. Yeah. Save on some postage and packaging.
And bearing in mind how many Scandinavians dominate our league.
Yeah, I did suddenly think
you don't live in walking distance of Tom's house, then
yeah,
fuck off,
I won't
basically.
Be posting it in your letterbox. If you do, I'll pop round for a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So Herney, pay as you Hearn, Barry Hearn, all the other Hearns. Any others? Hearn table.
Herning in his grave, probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Then email us and you can get your prize. Yeah, it's a really cool prize. Season annual. They're unbelievable. Google them. They're phenomenal. And get them for next season. But you get a freebie this year. So good for you, Rob. Good for you. You've been so bloody good in August.
Yeah, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Well done in August. Right, let's quiz.
Let's quiz, lads. So it is currently 2-1-2.
No.
Craig.
Incorrect. It's 1-1.
It's 1-1.
Is
it? Are you sure? Nice. Tom's the quiz master. If he says 2-1 to Craig, it's 2-1 to Craig.
Oh, hang on. Maybe it's 1-1.
Well, this is the third episode we've done this season, so that'd be fucking amazing.
We did the pre. Yeah, we did Ball My Bluff. Yeah, which was the pre-season, wasn't it? Yeah, since then, yeah, we did Robert Wars and Supermarket Sweeper.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it is. It's 1-1.
It will be 2-1 to Craig momentarily. Yeah. So, look, it's cool.
Okay.
It's almost as if we could have worked that stuff out off air.
Correct. Sorry. Yeah, I did think it was 2-1. But
we'd be disenfranchising the listeners for what they're used to.
Yeah, that's true. It.
Absolutely. So, going with the theme of taking a quiz show and just giving it a little Tommy tweak, little Tommy tweaker. Family fortunes, more like family 442s. Family 442s. And that?
Amazing.
Family. So, what I'm going to do, lads, are you familiar with family fortunes? Of course you are.
No.
I asked 100 people.
You don't know 100 people.
It was less than 100, but more than one. So I asked some people to name various things. So, you know, like you say, oh, something you find in the kitchen. And it'd be, you know, so you have to beep first. Again, we're going to use the classic buzzers that we used last time. Ash is going to scream goblin. Craig, you're going to shout quinoa. Because I love that, because that was my favourite bit of the last episode. And then we're going to get the top five. And if you get it right, you get to choose whether to play or pass. And if you get it wrong, then you hear this noise. I was going to get that on my phone today, but that's fine. So we understand this. I'm not going to lie to you. This wasn't the quiz I'd prepared. Again.
It never is. That's the thing with your quiz.
No, because I leave it on my work computer and I'll never email it across to my other account. But yeah, so, you know, this will be good.
If we buzz in.
Yeah.
We don't give the answer. We give whether we want to play or pass.
No. You give an answer. If it's in the top five. Have you never seen Family Fortunes? If it's in the top five and you get it, and then you then
play or
you
pass.
Then can play or pass, yeah.
Okay.
So
I understand.
Okay, so just try and answer it, basically. So it's the commonly, you know, asked thing. And I didn't specify whether it was a nowadays footballer or an older, retired, potentially, footballer from the past. So it's just a question. Do you see what I mean? Does it make sense?
Not really,
no,
but let's do
should
it.
Should have practiced it off air, okay, but good. We never have. So I asked 100 random people.
Okay, what did your wife say?
To name an ugly footballer.
Quinoa.
Go on, Craig.
Ian Dowie.
Ian Dowie is in there. Ding! He's number 3. Okay. Craig, do you want to play or pass?
See, what they normally do on telly is they play, but I'm going to be a dick and I'm going to pass.
Dick and pass. Okay, so Ash, how many does Ash need to get?
Well, it's your game.
Okay, so usually if you pass, he only needs to get one.
Does he?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's
here's
what
one
happens.
Explained.
Awesome.
That's what happened.
Let's go.
Is that it?
Yep.
If you pass...
Yeah.
I should have practiced these, shouldn't we? Okay, so you've got... Ian Dowie's at number 3. Can you name another in the top 5?
This is bullshit.
Diego Costa.
Never. That's never in the top five.
Fuck off.
He's not there. Okay, Craig.
What, so now I need to get another one?
Yeah.
This is, man, you're making this shit
up. You've got to get one to win it.
I'm going to go with Luke Chadwick.
That is correct. It's number five, Luke Chadwick.
Ding! Who the fuck did you ask?
It was number five, Luke Chadwick. Number four, Ribery. Number three, Ian Dowie. Number two, Carlos Tevez. And number one, Peter Beardsley.
I mean, you included two people that have physical scars.
Which Well, I didn't. These 100 people that I asked did. Okay.
So that's 1 point
to me.
So now
you know how it works. Now we all know how it works.
That's one point to me, right.
That's 1 point to you, right.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
I asked 100 people to name a footballer who is a dick.
Goblin.
Go.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Correct. Ding! He's in at number two. Right, do you want to play, get one, and win the point, or pass it to Craig, and if he gets it wrong, you win the point?
No, if I get it wrong and you get another one right.
Yeah, I know, we did it wrong last time. But yeah, okay.
So I've just got to get one.
You've got to get one.
What the fuck?
No. If he gets it right, because he didn't get it right last time, did he? If he gets it right, then he gets the point. If he chooses to play.
If he chooses to play, he needs to get the whole top five, doesn't he?
Oh, did you write the quiz, did you? No. You've only just got to get another one.
Okay. Not how the original games play, but no, it's fine.
Well, it's not, because it's like a bit of a family in that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Ash, you said Cristiano Ronaldo was at number two. Are you going to play or pass?
Shit, me. He's the only one that's obvious. But Craig will know it, because he knows this kind of stuff, because you probably asked him. For the top five.
Craig was in the server.
He probably read his blog.
No, go on.
I shall...
Ages.
Oh, I fucked either way. I'll play...
Okay, go on. For the point, name someone else. A footballer who is a dick.
Oh, there's so many.
Okay.
Pick your favourite dick.
Any minute now.
Well...
The speediest of quizzes.
I never thought Ash could take longer to answer a quiz than he does them do one.
The thing is, if he didn't say anything, it wouldn't be any time.
Oh, because it...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say... Fuck, I don't...
Come on!
Say someone!
Godfrey! Come on, Ash, this is Wendell! Come on! Number two, Ronaldo. Who else?
I pass.
Oh, my God, you got
Oh,
pass.
God, right, he's going to pass. Craig, yeah, you need to get one to win the point.
What are the rules? Right, I'm going to name another dick. I'm going to say Diego Costa. You just said
that
him.
Was number one. Ding, 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 ding. Number one. The top five were five, Craig Bellamy, which I thought was strange, although he was a bit of a dick. Number four, Roy Keane. Number three, Joey Barton. Two, Ronaldo. One, Diego Costa. Ooh, bloody hell.
I've got two points. How many points does it cost me to end the show?
Oh, right, yeah, so there is four of these. So, yeah, Ash, you need to win this to potentially get a tiebreaker, which I haven't done again.
An even number, good idea.
Okay, right. I asked 100 people to name a footballer who's fat.
Quinoa.
Yeah.
Or Yann Mulby.
Oh, number five, Yann Mulby. Yeah.
Okay.
Ding,
ding. Okay.
Play or pass?
For the love of God, I think the whole world wants me to play, because... No one needs to hear Ash's deliberation again.
Okay.
So I'm going to play. It's a tough one, this. Mm. But I'm going to go with... Thomas Brolin. Oh, fuck.
Incorrect. Ash, get one to win.
Andy Reid.
Oh, he is fat. Oh, what happens
not
there,
in
then?
Not in the list. No, you keep going. It's your turn now, Craig.
Okay. Paul Gascoigne?
Ding!
Yes.
He's at number four, but Ash surely should get another go because you've had an extra go. So, Ash, can you name...
Wayne Rooney.
Incorrect. It was number five, Yann Mulby. Number four, Gazza. Number three, Neville Southall. Number two, Neil Ruddock. And number one, Adebayo Akinfenwa.
He's not fat.
That the beast.
Yeah.
That one.
There's no everyone fat on him. It.
Plus, everyone knows the answers, Frank Lampard.
Everyone said it. Yeah, I know. I was expecting Lampard.
What was the fourth question, by the way?
The final question was, Craig has one, so it's 2-1 to him, but a footballer who's good looking.
Ian Dowie.
Correct. No, it was number five, surprisingly, Ryan Giggs. Number four, Giroud. Number three, Jamie Redknapp. Number two, Pella. And number one, see if you can guess who number one was.
Ronaldo again.
No, Beckham.
Oh, of course. Huh. Beckham's good looking.
Yeah.
Redknapp does it for me, though.
Redders, love him.
Oh, he wears a suit so well.
He does, yeah. He's a good lad. My mate caddies for him.
Yeah.
Good golfer, decent golfer. Yeah.
Why does he caddy for him then? Well, your mate's job is caddying for Jamie Redknapp.
No, he works for he works at my work, but he caddies for.
So hang on, in his spare time, he doesn't want to play golf. He caddies for other people.
Yeah, you get paid well though. You get paid.
Oh really dear.
Well for caddying.
Oh,
yeah, and Redknapp chucks him a few quid as well.
Oh.
If he has a good round, yeah, he's a good lad, by all accounts.
It's a strange tangent to end on, but yeah, why not?
Very strange, yeah.
Well, thank you for Family 442s.
Yeah, and it's 2-1 to Craig, but it's close. It's very close. I think at this point, usually, I'd be 3-0 down of a season, so... Yeah.
It could be a close one.
Pre-season, I thought Craig's going to destroy me after that performance.
Yeah,
I know it. I might retire after week 5.
I think that's good.
Don't, because Tom's got lots of ideas. He wants to go through them.
Oh, I've got one. It took me ages today. Who wants to be a millionaire? Well, like, who wants to be a midfielder? So that was what I was aiming for today. That was going to be my big thing. But then
I'm looking forward to who wants to be a midfielder. That'll be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about all we got time for. But I say that, we took about 8 minutes coming up with Ash's answer to the second question.
We're up against it today, not really.
But yeah, so tweet us, get your Friday night deadline in. A few things to remember. Rob Hearn, the Hearnulator, Hearn man, email us, info@thegaffertapes.com, as anyone else can as well. Tweet us at @thegaffertapes with your hashtag balls and any other questions for next pod. Remember the Friday night fixture.
Yes, don't forget that.
And vote for us in the Football Blogging Awards.
Yeah, that is the most important one, let's be honest. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, let's not fuck about. Just vote for us. Yeah. And
well, the way I see it is we've got nearly 5,000 followers on Twitter. So, I mean, I will direct message every single one of you until we get 5,000 votes.
Yeah, he will find you and he will annoy you.
I will do it.
So those things will be done. But hopefully the game week's better for all of you than it seemed to be last week. And we don't rely on Romelu Lukaku's hat-trick. But... for now, let's put the death nail on the bed or something and say goodbye. Say bye.
Bye. Cheers. See you later.
Thank you very much. And goodbye.